A man fights with him. The Talmud says in Chulin, different opinions. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, Yaakov Avinu saw him like a pagan attacking him. Rav Shmuel Bar Acha says, he showed up like a learned person. Two opinions as to how Yaakov saw this angel attacking him. Did he show up like a gangster? Or did he show up like the chief rabbi of Israel? Who's attacking him? Two opinions in the Gemara. What Yaakov Avinu sees. So Rav Charalap says both opinions, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Who's attacking him? The angel of Esav. The angel of Esav shows up and he has both aspects. He's going to teach Yaakov Avinu how to be pure in his belief in Hashem. I'm coming here to teach you. I'm going to be your Rebbe. And Yaakov Avinu says, no, you're not. You're not my Rebbe. I know how to serve Hashem. You're really that pagan. You're only dressed up. You're Esav, who tries to make himself look pious. You're not really going to teach me anything. And that was Yaakov's battle. Yaakov was saying, I know you keep telling me you're more pious. And what Rav Charalap's saying is a whole philosophy. Throughout our history, Esav's descendants have been challenging us and telling us, we're going to teach you how to be pious, we're going to teach you how to be dedicated, we're going to teach you how you're supposed to serve Hashem. And our fight has always been to say, no, you're not, you're pagans. You're trying to tell us you're more pious than us. We have the truth, and we're not going to learn from you what the truth is. You could learn from us, but we're not going to learn from you. That's the dual nature of Esav's attack on Israel.